This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Now, what's that sound?
Then you don't remember that you didn't talk about the campaign.
Yep.
Senator Franken, it's Willie Geist. Good to see you this morning. If we rewind the tape and you asked that question and Senator Sessions at the time said, actually, Senator Franken, I did meet last year twice with the Russian ambassador, once at the Republican convention, once here in Washington. I met him as a senator. I met him as a member of the Armed Services Committee, and we discussed foreign policy, foreign affairs. Would that have raised red flags for you, or would that have sounded like a routine meeting?
Well, I'm not on the Foreign Affairs Committee, but I think we've learned today that the Washington Post asked a lot of members of the Foreign Affairs Committee, none of whom, including Chairman McCain, have met in the last year with the Russian ambassador. He met twice. This is pretty suspicious. I certainly would have said you need to recuse yourself should there be an investigation of this incredibly serious interference by a foreign government, electronic warfare against the United States of America by this other superpower.
Well, Al Franken, and I know the reason why you pulled that up, Scott, because he's one of the homeboys there, isn't he? You don't even want to answer
even,
that.
Not even close. Not even close.
You're going to take three giant steps back on that one?
I don't like him at all.
Okay, all right. Help me understand this. All right, Barack Obama comes into office even before he came. He was on the campaign trail. Says, look, I'll meet with anybody without any precondition. Of course, he's the president or aspiring president. Open up the door here. Do you kind of feel like he left some landmines all over the place on his way out the exit?
I do. I really do.
I mean, is that what this is smelling like, or are we just putting, you know, tinfoil hats on our head?
Again, I feel like we're creating a boogeyman. Right. Like Russia, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
it's just like for a while there, everything that went wrong in the world, everybody thought that the United States had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Hey, we've created a boogeyman. Everything. Nothing can go wrong against the Democrats unless it's Russia.
Exactly. Well, I think that what happened is the ambassador was bringing back that reset button from Hillary Clinton. He says, here, have the reset button back, okay?
Well, when did these meetings take place?
Oh, this was, prior to, I think one of them was during the convention, possibly. You know, what do you do there? Like there's going to be some big sway. I mean, at that point, why would the Russians be interested in meeting with Jeff Sessions anyway? Because according to all the polling evidence, Hillary was 90% in. I mean, this was going to be a runaway election. We were just waiting for the coronation to take place, right?
Yeah, I think I still have some sound clips about that. So.
Yeah, without a doubt. So you know, all this is all very, very curious. And unfortunately, you know, we've got a lot of work to do. And the Democrats have decided that they'd rather, you know, just kind of muddy up the works rather than, you know, rise to the occasion, put their shoulder to the problem, because this is an all-hands-on-deck kind of issue here in the United States. Well, we have suffered for the last 8 years, extremely so. It is time to get this country moving again.
It also falls into something that bothers me a lot lately. Look at again, this feels like hyperbole. Look at all the stories that you're seeing there. It's all anonymous sources. A U.S. official, they're not putting names to any sources. And if they want to reestablish credibility in the stuff that they're reporting, you have to put sources to it.
Well, and all of a sudden now you're going to use the Washington Post as credibility? Like, that's a sworn statement? Well, according to the Washington Post, I mean, come on, give me a break here. What are we doing? Hey, look, the conversation will continue, but good for us. We're here in Orlando, Florida, where we're coming to you live for NRB's Proclaim 17, the International Christian Media Convention, and got an old friend here stopping by, Joe Battaglia. Boy, it's been a long time since we've been able to get together, but we're face-to-face here in Orlando. We're going to talk about his new book, The Politically Incorrect Jesus. yes, we do say Jesus, and we're not afraid of that name. If you are, then maybe you should think about it. And we can talk about that. That could be a whole other conversation, right, Joe? This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And that's what our purpose is all about, and it requires all of us, as I was mentioning earlier, be on hand, be on deck here. We've got to, if it's going to happen, it's going to be a bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess anyway. Our promise to you is to pursue the truth no matter where it leads us. And if we need some correction, by all means, you can drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Speaking of correction, let's talk about incorrection. I'll tell you, Joe, it's been a long time since we've been together, and I appreciate you being able to come by here at NRB in Orlando.
Well, Bill, it's always good to be with anybody to talk about Jesus. So.
Yeah. And now we're going to talk about your new book, The Politically Incorrect Jesus, Living Boldly in a Culture of Unbelief.
Yep. Well, it's something I wrote because as a journalist and as a communicator, I became very concerned about what I call the intellectual dishonesty of political correctness.
Right.
And without going into the hairy details of the history of it, simply it's to create a division between people. That's the whole background of political correctness from the 19th century Europe. And so that's what we see happening in our country.
Exactly.
When you see that introduced into the culture, be ready. It's all about division.
Right. Without a doubt, because what you're doing is you're telling, half of society, roughly, your voice doesn't count. You're invalidated. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the worst insults you can say to somebody, is that you're worth nothing in this conversation.
You know, it's, excuse me, the silliness of all that. I'll tell you a story, which I think illustrates it best. My daughter was about 5 or 6, and we're driving in my town in New Jersey, which still has the audacity to have the menorah, the creche, and Santa on the lawn of the town hall.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so,
is that New Jersey's Holy Trinity now? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, you never know. It could be. The opportunity to teach exists here in the sense that we're driving by, and she obviously knows what, the nativity scene is,
right,
and she knows who Santa is.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, "Dad, what's that?" I said, "Well, honey, that's the menorah. Let me tell you the wonderful story of the miracle of 8 days of oil, one day only, the Maccabees, the whole history." A teaching moment.
Yes.
That's where parents live with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ever say to your kids, "Well, let me sit down and tell you a teaching moment."
Right, right, right.
Right. It happens along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Moses in Deuteronomy tells that to all the men in the camp. When you walk, when you stand, when you live.
Part of the Shema.
Part of the Shema. Mm-hmm. You teach your children. And that provided a wonderful opportunity for me to say, for our Jewish friends, Alana, Here's a wonderful story that will help you better understand people.
Mm-hmm.
Politically correct thinking would have us remove the symbols, remove the opportunity to teach, because it is the very thing where the symbols are in the marketplace
exactly.
that enables us to understand and have tolerance and appreciate diversity. They would have us strip away the very thing that they say they want
right.
in the name of tolerance.
Exactly.
It's absurd. Yeah. And that is what I call intellectual dishonesty.
And who are they invalidating here, Joe, in that particular case? But God himself.
Well,
I mean, they take.
Sure.
Let's take the miracle. Let's take the hand of God. And then they will tell you, well, there is no God. I don't see God. And you go, well, can we talk about history? I mean, talk about teaching moments, if you have a mind open enough to want to understand.
Well, again, the revisionists who do not like God and the presence of God in the marketplace, they are all about removing the very thing that allows them to have the right and the privilege to say they don't want it.
Right, exactly.
It's like, you know, the tree cutter and the surgeon who climbs up on the tree, shimmies out to the limb that he's about to cut off, and cuts in back of him,
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
falls off with the limb he's sawing off.
Exactly.
It's just, you stand back and you say, who drank that Kool-Aid?
Right.
And so, that's why I wrote the book.
And the thing about this is that we have a God that allows you to shimmy up the tree.
That's right.
And cut the limb behind you. Right.
We have a God, and we have a government.
Yes.
That is founded upon the very thing that allows them to do that. So,
well, the government we have will give you the saw.
They'll pay for it, too.
Exactly. And cover your hospital bills to a certain degree.
To a certain
but they'll
degree.
Tell you, you can use the same doctor that you thought you had before you started cutting. That's a whole other story.
That's another show, Bill.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And so I decided to say, you know, Jesus in his day had the same politically correct things going on in his life. So I thought, well, let's hold up the one person in all of human history who was so above politics and polemics
yes.
and see how he responded to people and what he had to say and juxtapose that model against what we currently see in our culture today.
It came against the establishment, right? I mean, this
yep.
is exactly what is needed today is the establishment is in chaos. I mean, you think it's all that great. I go, hey, how do you like it? And, you know, 46% of Americans said, we don't like it.
Yeah. And so it's obvious that something is wrong, right?
Yes.
And both sides of whatever aisle you're on need to come to understand that the things that made America great, it didn't start with Donald Trump saying,
right.
let's make America great again.
Right.
It started with those men and women who had the courage to stand up for something rather than stand for nothing.
Exactly.
And say what is on their hearts and allow the opportunity for that kind of true diversity to be expressive in our marketplace today that they seek to silence. So it's just ridiculous.
Well, go back to those pilgrims that were on the ship. What was it that they were leaving and the vision that God truly had given them that inspired them to risk their own lives, many of which died in the process for the vision that God gave them? What does that say?
And so that's why... What's the saying? When you forget history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Right, exactly.
It's the whole, you know, legalization of marijuana thing. You know, back when I was in college in the late 60s, early 70s at Boston University, I often say that I never smoked, but I definitely inhaled. It was impossible to sit in a study hall.
Right, that's a good thing.
And so, you know, to see what happened back then with our very eyes... you know, we were the living focus group back then.
Right.
And you see that being repeated, the sheer intellectual, again, dishonesty. So I think we need to get honest with ourselves in this country. And that starts with understanding truly the biblical principles upon which we stand.
Well, God told Cain very simply, if you do right, will it not go well for you?
There you go.
And that echoes through the millennia, doesn't it?
It does. There's only... I have a great story on the other side of the break we can go about.
Well, this is it, Joe. I'm sorry. We have to wrap it up here.
Well, then, you'll have to buy the book.
Yeah, you're going to have to buy the book, available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website. And now that Joe and I have reconnected, of course, he's going to be back when we've got more time to get into
Absolutely.
The details of the book.
Yep.
And I look forward to that. The Politically Incorrect Jesus, Living Boldly in a culture of unbelief. That's the call. And hopefully you have ears to hear and a heart to receive the message. Joe Battaglia, I'm Bill Martinez.
Thank you,
Joe,
Bill.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
All right,
bye.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health-sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
It's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Good to have you along with us. We're coming to you fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And look who I got across from me.
face to face.
Our good
finally.
Friend. Hey, finally, after all this time talking on the phone, we get to see face to face. Dr. Alveda King is with us. Always good to be talking to you, Alveda. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, you've had so much going on. In fact, I was excited. You just toured with the president, huh?
I
saw that. That was awesome.
And I was with Bot Radio this morning, mm-hmm. and Dick Botten.
Yes, congratulations,
thank
by the
you
way,
on
your so award.
Much for that
and then
award.
You got another award tonight.
Tonight,
too.
The Chairman's
Man,
Award.
Man, what are you, like the Grammy Queen?
I don't know. It's amazing.
Oscars.
But listen to this. I said to Dick, because sometimes I would call, because Acts 17:26, of one blood God made all people. And you and I have talked about
yes,
that so
exactly
much.
Right.
So I said, now, none of us are President Trump's speech writers. Mm-hmm. But maybe somehow he's hearing or feeling the prayers.
Exactly.
And so he's saying that no matter what our condition in life, we bleed red blood. You
yes.
see, one blood, we can get together. We've had that conversation so many times, Bill.
Right. But it needs to happen, because sometimes what happens, Alveda, is that people lose sight of the vision.
Yes.
And I believe what Donald Trump gave the other night in the joint session,
oh,
that
remarkable.
Last paragraph, summed it all up. You know, where are we going? John Kennedy said, hey, we're going to the moon.
Yeah.
What did Donald Trump say we were going to do in terms of making America great again? All the
things
that we're
facing.
Right?
Exactly. We have to.
Exactly.
You know, but you notice, because it was the last day of Black History Month, too.
Yes. Right.
And that was a little controversy around him going to the Black History Museum,
yes.
African American History Museum. So he opens with that. On the last day of African American History Month, saying that we've all still got together, whether it's a skin color issue or a religious issue or all of that. But he didn't say, I'm going to make America
That's right.
great.
Right.
He says, we are going to do it.
Exactly. It's a corporate call.
Yes.
And we've been saying on this show, as you know, that it requires all hands on deck.
It does.
It's not a Republican, Democratic, independent
not
thing, black, white, brown. It is all of us. That's the beauty of the United States of America, isn't it?
You know, David Barton has some new startling figures out in Barna, the pollster, as
yes.
well. And they're noting that out of the 12 things that America are most concerned about, at the top with abortion and family, religious freedom, et cetera, and the terrorism is included in that number. But it's startling that my uncle, Martin Luther King Jr., the prophet,
yes.
my daddy's
right.
brother, mm-hmm. Uncle Emile, my daddy being A.D., he said the most segregated hour in America is at church on Sunday at 11. But now we're finding that the pastors and leaders who should be leading everybody in prayer are not talking about these topics.
Yes,
so
exactly.
You know, they'll pretend that, well, we have to be religious and stay within the confines of the Bible. Well, the Bible is very clear on some of these points.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to hear this more. Mm-hmm. And President Trump did not seem to be fearful of calling the name of God and referring to the Bible all the time now.
Mm-hmm.
So if a president can do it who's not a preacher,
right.
what in the world are the preachers doing?
Well, how touched were you when Melania Trump led thousands of people in the Lord's Prayer, huh?
It was marvelous.
Yes, exactly.
Tears.
Right, exactly. And,
yeah.
and I told everybody, I said, listen to the background. The thousands of people praying in agreement with
yes,
her.
Yes.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done
huh?
on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
My
Amen.
Goodness.
Yeah, it was such a sweet moment. And here she is. Of course, you get people, you know, that, you know, anything could irritate them. I mean, a blue sky is a problem these days,
Absolutely.
It seems like, right? But the fact of the matter is we have major problems here in this country.
Yeah.
And people know that. And 46-47% decided to speak out. Quite resoundingly. And who would have thought Donald Trump could be the modern prophet of an era for a time
remarkable.
Such as this, right?
It's amazing. I'm so grateful. And I remember you and I discussed this, and mm. I said I was going to vote for him, that I did vote for
yes.
him, and I put that all out on the air, and
yes.
what kind of firestorm did that start? But now it was so rewarding and encouraging
yes.
to hear his remarks before Congress. So let's stand with him, folks. And, you know, one thing, as we know, mm. in America, people go by emotions
right.
rather than facts.
Exactly.
So we've got to calm these emotions down
right.
and really examine the facts. And I thank you for not doing fake news.
Yeah,
real
no.
news, and I'm so grateful.
Well, God holds me accountable.
Yeah.
Alveda, let me tell you, the reason I got back on the radio is because of Focus on the Family's Truth Project.
Yes.
It was so definitive. In fact, we had a chance to talk with Del Tackett. It was an 8-year in the making. making kind of interview,
oh,
trying to track him down. Finally had a chance to talk with him, and my first deal was to say, I got to thank you.
Yeah.
Because really, it has defined our life. It's been the definition of this radio show, that we want to pursue the truth no matter where it leads.
We're very grateful, Bill.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Because in the absence of fact, opinion rules.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now we exercise over that, and how well does that work? But, you know, your new book, America Returned
to God.
And I had this conversation with Governor Huckabee years ago.
It's good friend.
And I said, Governor, you know as well as I do, it's a spiritual issue.
Yes, it is.
America wasn't ready for that message then. It may not be now. We may need to have a little bit more fight in the drowning souls of America to realize that they need God.
Well, the millennials, the young people, there's a very small number of millennials now who appear to be devoted and dedicated to the truth.
Yes.
And the power of God, but it can grow. And so what we have to do, Bill, you know how in a relay race you run along with the torch.
Yeah.
Okay, so you pass it to the millennial. But then you run along together for a moment. You don't just go and retire immediately.
Exactly.
So we're not trying to take the place of the millennials. We want to have the millennials grow and ignite further.
Exactly.
And so we have to help them, but we have to do it with integrity, honesty. I didn't have it right. I made mistakes, guys and girls. I had abortions, but I repented. God healed me. And that's where you find me at civilrightsfortheunborn.com.
Right.
So AmericaReturnToGod.com will get you my book with a lot of these details there, and then civilrightsfortheunborn.com over at Priests for Life will give you some more how-to information.
And I like how you phrase that, Dr. King, is that it's about experience.
Yes.
It's what we've gone through. This is what we've learned. We want to pass that on to you. And to your point about the millennials, the concerning thing there, speaking of George Barna, in according to his latest survey, we're losing millennials.
We are, and we've got to get them back. And we can.
Yes.
But it's going to take honesty, integrity, transparency.
Exactly.
Right. They'll believe that.
Yes,
and then
right.
They'll come.
Well, they're starting to see it, and that's my prayer and our hope. It's been that for a long time, that they're the next torchbearers, no doubt about it.
They are.
And in certain cases, they're picking up. I mean, because you look on some of the things. Look what's happened with abortion.
Yeah.
It's being confronted now, and less than during our time when after the passing of Roe v. Wade, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I'm here with a good friend, Victoria Hurst of Cosmo Hurts Kids.
Yes.
And we're saying, and we've talked about the three-headed monster, and that's in my book, racism, sexual perversion, reproductive genocide. And just for example, you're in the grocery store and you see a magazine talking about sex, 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 and the little kids get that and they think that that's the message. And we are finding that there's a connection between abortion and infertility and sexual issues. And even with the racism, let's minimize a whole part of our nation with abortion and sterilization and all of that. And so then we know all of this is connected. So even poverty is there.
Yeah.
Because if you take away somebody's values, then poverty of spirit will come.
Without a doubt.
So we have to work on it all together.
The issue is being a respecter of life, holding on to what God said, that we're made in His image.
Yes, we are.
Are we on hallowed ground or what?
We are on hallowed ground, but we have to act as though we were.
Yes.
And to be transparent, fearless, and truthful.
Well, again, congratulations on America
Return to God.
That's the clarion call, because it will go well for you. God said through the millennial to Cain, if you do right, will
if
it
you
not
do
go
right,
well?
It right? will.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Alveda King, who serves as the Pastoral Associate Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn, the African-American Outreach for Priests for Life and Gospel of Life Ministries.
Yes.
Where can they go to stay in touch with you?
PriestForLife.org, CivilRightsForTheUnborn.com, AmericaReturnToGod.com.
Yes, there it is. Get your hand on this book. It will encourage you greatly. Dr. Alveda King, love you.
Love
I really
you too.
Do. Thank you so much for being with us. All
great. Right.
This is Report is brought to you by Bank of America. Ringing in the new year means making New Year's resolutions. While some aim to hit the gym more often or establish healthy eating habits, others resolve to make better financial decisions, especially after a season of holiday spending. Bank of America is encouraging greater financial control in the new year with its recently launched spending and budgeting tool, allowing consumers to easily see where their money is going and track their personal goals. The spending and budgeting tool provides mobile and online banking customers with spending history and trends, personalized budget recommendations, and financial education insights and tips. Michelle Moore, Head of Digital Banking, Bank of America.
Empowering our customers to live smarter and simplified financial lives is at the core of everything we do. The new spending and budgeting tool provides our nearly 34 million digital banking customers with a personalized experience to help them start the new year with greater financial control and convenience.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us as we're coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Proclaim 17, NRB's International Christian Media Convention. And Father Frank Pavone is with us. He's the National Director, Priest for Life and Missionaries of the Gospel of Life, President of the National Pro-Life Religious Council, Pastoral Director of Rachel's Vineyard. Father, good to see you face-to-face after all this time.
That's right, Bill. It's great to be with you in person, too.
Well, I cannot express my gratitude.
Well, thank you.
For what God has deposited in your spirit, the passion, the fight, to fight the good fight. And
That's right. Well, there's nothing more basic than defending life, defending the weakest children. I mean, Jesus said, you know, the weakest among us. He has come to liberate the captives.
Yes.
There's no one more captive, no more oppressed than the unborn children. And so we want to liberate them in the name of Jesus.
Well, we go back to the book of Genesis.
Yes.
And God said, in the image we made them.
Yes.
I mean, if that doesn't stop you and cause you to ponder how significant that is. It's been said that I never met a mere mortal. Right?
You know, when we, and it reminds us, when we defend human life, especially the most vulnerable, we're defending not only those lives, We're defending their creator.
Yes, amen.
Yeah. You know, when one of the times I was in, and I often am praying in front of an abortion facility, one of the people with us had his feet over the property line, and the abortion clinic administrator said, "Get your feet off our property." And I was leading the prayers, and I stopped and I looked at them and I said, "And when are you going to get your hands off God's property?" Amen. You go into the womb, you kill those babies. This is you're offending the creator. So, you know, all of us who want to stand up for God, who want to stand up for Jesus, that's what we do when we stand up for the unborn.
Exactly. And it is amazing the hypocrisy and the what they're doing. I mean, here we are for the sake of convenience. I want to talk a little bit about Roe v. Wade, because
yes.
You just attended the funeral of Norma McCord.
Yes, right? In fact, I was the officiant at that funeral and preached. Norma was a good friend for 22 years, and yes, that funeral just happened on February 25th.
For the audience, remind everybody, Norma McCorvey.
Norma McCorvey was the plaintiff in the Roe v. Wade decision. She was the Roe.
Yes.
And the ironic thing is that even though she technically was the winner of that case for legalizing abortion nationwide, she rejected abortion. Yes. She came to regret that decision deeply, and she worked for the last 22 years to help reverse that decision.
To her dying breath.
Huh. Yep. Absolutely.
Amazing. And what a lot of people don't understand, and they need to understand, appreciate, that the baby that was in question was never aborted.
Norma thought that these attorneys were going to help her with her pregnancy, but they never did, and that baby ended up being born, and she made an adoption plan, and that baby lived and lives today.
Wow. This is the deal. The Bible says we stand basically at the crossroads between life and death. And choose you this day. I mean, it's your option. Again, it's God in his grace and mercy says, you're going to be a free will agent. I'm not going to force you into anything. As we've been saying here, it seems this week, the repeated refrain comes, I'm not going to argue somebody into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It is your choice. Life and death stands before you this day. But I also like the next sentence, because the next sentence, in case you would be confused and have any doubt, says choose life.
Choose life. Well, you know, it's interesting. And God, you know, respects our freedom. He says, you know, choose. He wants us to choose it. And yet we don't get to choose the consequences. You know, that scripture verse says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. So a lot of people go around and say, well, I have the freedom to choose death if I want. Yeah, well, if you choose death, you're also choosing curses.
Right.
So you get to choose which one, but you don't get to choose the consequences to follow. And to choose life is that's when we get the blessings. So the deception behind abortion is that you can choose death and get blessings.
Right. Exactly.
No, you choose death, you get curses. You choose life, you get blessings, even when the circumstances are different. This difficult. And Norma recognized that even when she was working inside of abortion facilities, she would say to the women coming in, hey, do you know what they're going to do to your baby? And they would come in showing, I mean, they were that visibly pregnant. Right. And she would say, they're going to tear your baby apart limb from limb. And a lot of them would end up choosing life. And that got Norma in trouble with the abortion clinic. And she says, well, are we here to help these women?
Yeah.
Or are we just here to sell abortions?
Exactly.
And this is what the American people have to understand about abortion. This is what we help them to understand in our work with Priests for Life, is that, you know, this is a business. It is an industry. They don't care about these babies, and they don't care anymore about the mothers who carry
exactly them. Well, I'll tell you, Abby Johnson, you know her story.
Yes,
who was a director for Planned Parenthood. That's what pulled her away. She realized they didn't care about the women.
Right. And you know, that's right. The more you look inside of what the abortion industry really is, the more you get repulsed by it, disgusted by it. And the last people, the last thing these people want to talk about is abortion.
Yes.
You know, one of the things we do is we always describe the procedure. We challenge them to describe it. In fact, we say to them, look, if you're selling abortion, then sell it. Market it. Describe it. Show it. Bring a video camera. I mean, who, when they're selling a product, doesn't want people to see the product.
Exactly.
And know what it is.
Right.
And yet the abortion industry has to do exactly the opposite. In order to sell it, they have to disguise it.
Yeah.
Now, doesn't that tell you something about
it? Well, it really does. And it says a lot about our government and how complicit it has become in that whole situation, especially in light of the recent expose by David DeLayden of the Planned Parenthood tapes of them selling baby parts.
Yeah.
Nobody there ends up going to jail. He ends up going to jail.
You know, it's upside down. David came to me when he started that project, and he said, Father, I got a lot of information about Planned Parenthood. You know, I want to talk to you about it. And, you know, I encouraged him. I said, you know what? People are going to, this is what we need to do. We need to take the veil off of the abortion industry, show people what's really going on. And in time, I mean, at first, they will crucify us and reject us.
Right.
But then in time, that's what will change the nation. The more we expose, shine a bright light on what's really going on in the abortion
industry. Well, experientially, Father, people are realizing women, and I say the great cry that is getting ready to be heard is the cry of men who have been ignored.
Yes.
The fathers, the grandparents who have realized that their children, their progeny, their legacy has been murdered at the altar of abortionists.
Well, you know, this we're going to hear from Janet Morana in a little bit. This is what we are doing at Priests for Life and Silent No More and Rachel's Vineyard. These are all parts of our ministry. We are letting those voices of experience speak.
Right.
Kevin Burke is a man that works full-time for us on our team at Priests for Life, and he has developed over decades a ministry to men. Mm-hmm. Rachel's Vineyard works to heal men as well as women and entire families.
Kevin needs to get connected with me, because that's my heart.
Is it? Yes. No. It's the voice of men is you know, this idea that this is just a woman's issue is a big fraud right from the beginning.
Exactly.
Because first of all, you can't have a child unless you have a woman and a man.
Right.
And secondly, the idea that that child can be killed and not have an impact on the father, that's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Of course it's going to impact the father. Whether he was guilty for pushing the abortion, as sometimes the men are, and that's a tremendous pain then and a sin from which he has to repent.
Exactly.
And a child he has to grieve. Or the other scenario where he tried to save his child and the law did not give him any legal say in that, right? And yet he has a moral sway. He has the ability to influence that decision morally. And in fact, that's one of the big reasons women give for having the abortions. They say, well, I don't have the support of the father.
Right.
Which says that the right response of a man to the abortion question is not, oh dear, you know, it's your choice, it's up to you, I'm not going to interfere. That only makes her feel more isolated.
Without a
doubt. And therefore more tempted to abort. But if he steps up to the plate and says, we're going to get through this together. I care about you. I care about that child. And that doesn't say whether or not they should marry or not. That's another question. But be there as a man and as a father, and she's going to be more likely to choose life.
Exactly. Well, your two books, Abolishing Abortion.
Yes.
How You Can Play a Part in Ending the Greatest Evil of Our Day, and Proclaiming the Message of Life, Weekly Reflections from the lectionary Father Frank Pavone. Father, these books will be linked on our website as well as
thankyou.com. Great.
I cannot thank you enough. I'm so glad we had a chance to meet up face to face.
Me too.
Lord bless you.
Blessings to you.
Okay. Amen. Thank you so much. This is Bill Martinez. We're live just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up right after this.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like Accu-Chek and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
The letter showed up in my mailbox with no tracks in the snow. It might have been signed by God.
You're not thinking about going there, are you?
Tonight.
The kids ain't Phillips.
Do I know you?
Believe in miracles.
Why did you bring me here?
The pain inside is devouring you.
We'd like to heal it if you let us.
That's why you're here, McKenzie. This is your flying lesson.
The Shack, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Soundtrack featuring the new single, When I Pray For You, from Dan and Shay, in theaters tonight.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live from Orlando, Florida. With us right now, Janet Marana. She is the executive director for Priests for Life, co-founder of Silent No More Awareness Campaign. Janet, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm glad to be with you.
Oh, I tell you, it's such an honor to have you here to be the voice of the voiceless.
That's right. Well, you know, so many women were kept in silent because you think about it, you know, Bill, you have an abortion and everyone's saying, oh, have abortion today, go back to school, work tomorrow, no big deal.
Right.
But what happens is they leave that abortion clinic empty. They realize they've killed my child. Oh, my God, what have I done? And they so if everyone's saying it's wonderful, no big deal, what do you think? Something's wrong with me.
Right.
And you stuff those feelings way deep down, and you walk through and you try to tough it out. But we found through the women's experiences and listened to their testimonies, which, by the way, you can go to abortiontestimony.com and your listeners can read these testimonies. Abortion didn't solve their problem. It created so many other problems.
Exactly.
So many of them abused drugs and alcohol just to numb the pain they were in. They would go from, very often the man that they had that conceived that child with, they break up because they get angry at him, and he didn't stand up to them as a real man.
Exactly.
And so that relationship breaks up. So they think they're saving the relationship, you know, because very often it's the man or parents telling them, go have that abortion. But then after they have it, it's an empty promise.
Well, women, let me say this to you. In my conversations, anecdotally, with women who've experienced abortion, without exception, they will tell me how old the child would be.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
When it happened.
Yep.
They carry this with them. It does not go away.
Exactly.
There is something so profound about life, the gift of life.
Yep.
And it is something that cannot be addressed so casually. Just because you have noted politicians and the government putting their good housekeeping seal of approval on it, we've had enough experience, almost 60 million babies later, and all the sad stories and the what, you know, could have been. And 40% have been, from Black America.
That's right.
I mean, absolute genocide. 25% Hispanic. And mm-hmm. for what? You know, Roe v. Wade, the whole deal was, oh, women were going to be abused and we were going to have back alley abortions and all these things that happened. But the whole push was for the rare exception in the case of the life of the mother or incest or rape. You know, this sort of thing. That was the exception. And today, what does that represent? Less than 2% of the abortions?
That's right.
So basically, it's out of convenience now.
Right. Well, so many of the women, if you listen to their testimonies, they'll tell you, you know, being made legal, it gives permission.
Yes.
Okay? So many women would have never, let's face it, there's been abortions for centuries, but yes. These women would not have considered the abortion if it was illegal. Legality gives permission. But the other thing is the difference between before Roe v. Wade and after, you know, everyone says, oh, back alley abortions. The only difference is the abortionist took his shingle off the back door and put it on the front.
Yeah.
We know by the testimonies of these women, the conditions in Planned Parenthood and all these abortion clinics are deplorable.
Godsnell.
The horror house of Godsnell. Yeah. But these abortion clinics, including Planned Parenthood, are deplorable conditions. The women, when do you have a surgical procedure when you don't meet the doctor bill until you're on the table ready for the procedure to begin? That's ridiculous.
Exactly.
You know, anyone listening right now, think about the last time you went to your doctor and he told you you had to have some surgery. Well, what happened? He told you about the surgery, the procedure. You had to go to the hospital ahead of time, pre-admission testing, blood work, x-rays, and all that. Met with the anesthesiologist. Does anything like that happen in an abortion clinic? No.
Yeah, you're on a conveyor belt.
Conveyor belt. They'll do about 20 abortions a day on an average day in an abortion clinic. It's terrible.
Well, Janet, you know, your book, Recall Abortion, Ending the Abortion Industry's Exploitation of Women.
Right.
It seems like the veil slowly but surely is being pulled back.
It is.
And men and women. America is starting to see what is behind the curtain here.
Well, we're finding out, you know, through the testimonies, you know, more men are speaking out, women now, grandparents, siblings. We call it the shockwave, healing the shockwave of abortion, because that's what we're talking about.
Exactly.
And in my book, Recall Abortion, matter of fact, Bill, the book has a twist. Like you just really said in the beginning, women, when they have an abortion, even if they've gone through healing, they recall it. They never forget the date of the abortion, the date the child would have been born. But in this book, I present abortion as a product that has failed the women of America.
Mm-hmm.
And if any product did to them what this does, what abortion does, it would be off the market. And I tackle, like you already mentioned, rape, incest, life of the mother, and even fetal anomaly. And I show how there is never a point where an abortion, always bad for the baby,
right.
But I prove in this book it's always bad for the woman too.
I've heard some women who have told me, Janet, that they felt so violated.
Right.
That even some of those women that experienced rape said it was worse than being raped. And I had to stop and really ponder that. I mean, because we're talking something that is so deep within the soul and the inner fibers of a woman,
mm-hmm.
you know, for her to say, I was violated to that degree.
Yeah. Well, you can read the testimonies. One of the testimonies I have that's very interesting in the book is a girl by the name of Liz. She was at college. She was date raped, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was considering the abortion when her roommate said, you're pro-life. You can't do this. And she was afraid to tell her parents. She goes, I'll go with you. She went with the parents to the parents, and they said, no, we're going to help you. She had the baby, and guess what, Bill? It was a baby boy. Now, other people would say, oh, that baby must have reminded her of the rapist.
Right.
Absolutely not. She placed that child in an open adoption, and to this day she still has contact with the family, and that little boy calls her Aunt Liz.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful story. And she said, yes, the rape was traumatic, but thanks be to God I didn't have an abortion because that would have been a double trauma. And if you listen to the voices of the women, again, you can go to that website, abortiontestimony.com, and there's a sort thing. You can click in rape, and you'll read testimonies of women who've had abortions after being raped, and they said, like you just alluded to, the abortion was worse than being raped. It was a double trauma, because what you're taking is a woman who's been traumatized already by the rape,
right.
And you're double traumatizing her.
Exactly. Well, you had a chance to be in attendance of Norma McGarvey's funeral as well.
That's right.
tell our audience about, because you knew Norma, right?
Yeah, she was a dear friend of mine and Father Pavone's for over 22 years. And, you know, Norma was a very feisty, I think one word to describe Norma, she was feisty. Mm-hmm. And it hurt and pained her heart that she was taken advantage of by Sarah Weddington and the whole pro-abortion movement. Mm-hmm. And they sought her out. She was pregnant at the time, almost kind of homeless. She had already had two children out of wedlock. Her mother was raising those children, and they said, that's it, no more. Right. I can't deal with this. So she was in a desperate situation, and it was over a pizza lunch. She was hungry, practically homeless, that Sarah Weddington met with her and had her sign on the dotted line. Sarah Weddington knew darn well that she wasn't going to be able to help Norma in time get an abortion. Right. And, of course, Norma went on to give birth to the Roe baby and place it for adoption. And that's what she would want you to know. She never had an abortion, and then she converted to being 100% pro-life. And I think the saddest thing for me to see, to lose Norma at such a young age was that she didn't live to see Roe v. Wade overturned, because that was her passion, to undo that wrong. Of course, she knew the Lord forgave her. I even escorted her on a Rachel's Vineyard retreat. You might say, well, she didn't have an abortion. No, but she felt responsible for the death of millions of babies.
Could you imagine being used as a pawn and your name tied
to that
to 60 million
Well, one thing important, Bill, is that when she became a Christian in 1995, when Reverend Flip Benham baptized her and she went down into those waters and came up, she said, Jane Roe is dead now, and I'm a child of Christ now, Norma McCorvey. And she accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. And she became, in 1998, Father Pavone brought her into the Catholic Church and confirmed her.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Well, Janet, one thing that's been in my heart, and you heard me talk with Father Pavone about that, and that has to do with the silent voices of men that I believe is a cry getting ready to be heard, almost like the cry of Rachel, but from a male perspective. Well, and realizing what has been done.
Yeah, well, we're getting more and more men come to the Silent No More Awareness campaign. And if there are men listening right now, I encourage you, please, go to abortionforgiveness.com. Men or women, anyone who's hurting from an abortion, abortionforgiveness.com. We have a search engine there, Bill, where they put in their zip code, and we'll tell you where's the nearest abortion healing program to you.
Wow.
And the men are coming in greater numbers than we ever seen before. They really are.
Yeah, they've stuffed their emotions. Big boys don't cry.
That's
all
right.
This good stuff that goes along. Well, you're a man.
Right.
You know, all the machismo stuff that goes with it. But the fact of the matter is, at 3 o'clock in the morning, when they wake up staring at the ceiling tiles and saying, what did I do?
Yeah. Well, you know what it really hits them hard, Bill, is that, you know, most of these guys, they might have had that abortion with a girl when they were in college or high school, you know, when they were young guys. But then they meet the love of their life and they marry. And now they're having what everyone's telling them, their first child. In the back of their head, they know this is not my first child. I'm responsible for the death of a child. And that's when it begins to hit them. And we really, you know, if men are listening right now and you're experiencing this, we want you to get to healing. We really do. Because that can affect their relationship with that child now and
their
wife. Their wife. So we really have to almost plead with them. Please, seek the Lord. The mercy is there and the healing. I mean, it's such a release. I've been on Rachel's Vineyard retreats with these guys, you know, and women together. And you have to see the building. Come in on Friday, sad, downtrodden, eyes looking down. And on Sunday, it's like born again with Christ.
Exactly.
It's like a whole burden has been lifted off their shoulders. And they come, you know, both in Washington, D.C., in the Walk for Life. They speak publicly. They hold their signs. I regret lost fatherhood. They realize that it's like the way Adam failed Eve in the garden.
Yes, exactly.
You know, they were the Adam, and they let Eve, they failed her. They didn't stand up and be a real man. And that's what we're asking the men to do. Be real men and come back for forgiveness and come back to the Lord.
There still is that opportunity, isn't
there? That's right.
I mean, you don't have to live with that buried legacy, that bit, you know, hidden heartbreak.
That's right.
You know, you can bring it forth, and it's what you're saying is it's the truth, really.
It's the truth.
That'll set you free.
That's right. Again, abortiontestimony.com, the healing's here for you.
And your book, Recall Abortion, Ending the Abortion Industry's Exploitation of Women, available at all the usual places?
Yeah, Amazon or recallabortion.com.
And, of course, we'll link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Janet Marana. Janet is the Executive Director of Priest for Life, co-founder of Silent No More Awareness Campaign. Janet, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. God bless you.
Hi, my My name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Tim.